Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 3rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
U.S. Wind says Baltimore steel facility will move ahead despite feds pulling back $47.4 million. U.S. Wind, the developer of a planned Maryland offshore wind farm, remains committed to moving forward with the Sparrows Point steel marshaling project, despite the federal government withdrawing a $47.4 million grant for the project. The U.S. Department of Transportation recently pulled back $679 million in grants for port and rail infrastructure improvements, citing a Trump administration effort to cut funding for offshore wind farms. However, U.S. Wind is adamant that the $400 million Sparrows Point project will continue, bringing hundreds of manufacturing jobs to the Baltimore region. The company believes that steel manufactured on-site will support the shipbuilding industry, emphasizing the importance of Sparrows Point steel for Maryland's industrial future.
State Roundup: More Trump impossible fight over MD National Guard. More admin falls short on climate goals. Health officials worry that federal messaging could spur COVID rise. Governor Wes Moore asserts authority over Maryland's National Guard in response to President Donald Trump's threats. The Moore administration falls short on climate goals, facing criticism for backtracking on progressive policies. Health officials fear mixed federal messaging could lead to a rise in COVID cases. Moore takes a leadership role in resisting Trump's administration, advocating for states to lead where Washington fails. Baltimore sees a drop in homicides as Trump continues to attack the city. Former Governor Martin O'Malley criticizes DOGE over alleged pirating of Social Security data. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accuses CBS of editing her remarks about a Maryland resident's criminal background. The Maryland Women's Heritage Center is closing due to lack of funding and volunteers. A Maryland firearms dealer is found liable for intensifying Baltimore's gun violence crisis and ordered to pay $62 million in damages.
Changes in HHLA's supervisory board. Marcus Vitt is set to become a member and chairman of HHLA's supervisory board starting October 1, 2025, succeeding Professor Dr. Rudiger Gruba. Senator Dr. Andreas Dressel and Katharina Kriston will also join the board. HHLA's majority shareholder, Port of Hamburg Beteiligungsgesellschaft, expressed gratitude to Professor Dr. Rudiger Grube for his leadership. The current City of Hamburg representatives, Andreas Riekhoff and Dr. Leah Sibyl Roggenkamp, are stepping down. The supervisory board will now include Marcus Vitt, Senator Dr. Andreas Dressel, and Katharina Kriston. The board consists of 12 members with equal employee and shareholder representation. HHLA is a leading logistics company with a focus on sustainability and innovative technologies.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.